Rosh Hashanah chapter 2, Mishnah Aleph. Im einan makirin oso, if the witness or witnesses that came to the high court in Jerusalem to testify that they saw the new moon were not recognized by the court didn't know who they were. And the court needs to be concerned that maybe they are invalid witnesses because they engage in activities which make them invalid. Then Mishalchen Acher Imo Le Haido. Then the city that they're coming from, they send another set of witnesses, a pair of witnesses, to testify that this gentleman is a kosher witness. Barishona, at first, Tayu Makablan Eidos HaChodesh Mikol Adam. At first, they would accept testimony regarding the new moon from any person. Misha Kilkalo Haminin. When the heretics began to disrupt this process and testify falsely, Hiskinu Shlayuhu Makablan Elamin Amakirin. Then they decreed that they would only accept testimony from witnesses, from people that they recognized. These heretics were known as the Tzedukim and Baisusim. There was a man by the name of Tzadok and a man by the name of Baisos who lived during the Second Temple era. And they did not believe in the oral law. They only believed in the written law, the five books of Moses, the Tanakh. But they didn't believe in everything that explains that. And so they would disrupt the traditional observance of Judaism. And this is one way they did that. So they had to be very strict from that point on to make sure to only accept witnesses that the High Court recognized as trustworthy, as people that they knew. Mishnah 2. Barishona at first, Toyu Masi and Masuos. What they would do is, at first, the way they got the news around throughout the entire land of Israel that they have just established a new month is they would take torches, as we're going to learn in the following Mishnah, they would take torches and put them onto the top of big poles and light them. They stand on top of a mountain and light them. And when the next town saw the torch, they knew it meant that it was Rosh Chodesh, and they would light one. And as this would go on through the entire land of Israel until, in a short time, the entire land knew that it was a new month. This is the way they used to do it. However, Mishal Kolkalo HaKusim, when the Kusim, another group of people that lived amongst the Jewish people, started to disrupt and pervert this process, where they would light torches on certain nights in order to confuse the rest of the Jewish people into thinking that Rosh Chodesh, that it was Rosh Chodesh that day, Hiskinu, then they decreed Shiyuhu Shluchin Yotzin, that they would send out emissaries, agents, on behalf of the High Court, and this way the Jewish people wouldn't be fooled by the torches.